you took a left off last laugh lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about, you took a left off last laugh lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You used to get it in your fishnets, now you want to get it in your nightdress. You just gotta blow the noise, it's a niceness. And the very common crisis, everything's in order in a black hole. Is everything as pretty as the past though? A bloody man is like an Interbosco. Remember when you used to be a rascal?
This is Kayla again for Black Stripes or White Keys, and I have Danny here.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. For some reason, Mic 4 is not on, so sorry, Phil, if you heard that.
I know. I had to get up out of that comfy chair and come sit in a whole new one.
It's the same chair, though.
I know,
it's
just but a different one. That was tough. I had to move a whole foot here, yeah, and I think you're asking a lot of me.
You know what? I really am.
I've had such a hard day, everybody. I work so hard. I'm obviously joking.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was a great comment. But yeah, you're listening to 91.5. I always mess that up. WMFO Med. I can't speak today. I've said it like twice, probably three times already. So, you know, it just gets harder every time.
Yeah.
Well. Opposite of what you'd think. WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, you just listened to Arctic Monkeys and Caged Elephant. Those were kind of happy songs. Because, you know, I played this other song before you came. The Ghosts of Beverly Drive. Do you know that song? You probably do if you heard it.
Who's it by?
Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, then probably, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, this is getting into like a bopping mood. I was sitting here like, I was just chilling, you know? I was dancing
by
myself.
Yeah, you like your happy music.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like happy music? I mean, I like a good deal of sad music too, but sometimes you just want some happy music.
I'd argue that at least 80% of the music I listen to is sad.
That makes sense. Most of it's very slow and droney.
I don't know. I just, we can't all be happy all the time,
right? You
know,
I had a very serious phase of emo music, so you know it's okay. The sirens. There's so many sirens around here.
Especially
no one can hear them but us. Like, you guys can't hear them, but we can hear them.
I don't know what's
also
going on.
I was talking about, because I did my PSA about texting and driving, and everyone in this intersection the past like couple days, I've heard so many people just honking at each other. I guess people doing the wrong thing on the road. And it's, learn how to drive, people.
Be safe out there.
So yeah, what's the next song, Danny?
The next song is going to be, which
okay.
one did we cue up?
It's called Under the Sun. I was just trying to have
yes.
you say something, but you didn't
so
remember.
The name of the band is Dive. It's pronounced Dive. They spell it differently, though. D-I-I-V.
Okay.
But this is a good song.
It's being edgy. All right, you want to press play?
Let's do it.
Cool.
Thank you.
right, everyone, we're back with that band was called Ringo Death Star, which I think is amazing because that's such a good name, like Star Wars and the Beatles. I was just talking about the Beatles last hour, so you know.
Yeah, they're a good band.
They are.
I like them.
Yeah, I like that song. It was short but sweet, to the point. It was good. We have a PSA for you. It's not texting and driving.
Yes, I got a different PSA for you. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. It's a bit of a, like, dark and scary PSA,
it is
right?
That's,
it's a little unnerving to think that.
We're not a conspiracy crackdown yet, and we're not going to do this for conspiracy crackdown. We have something else later, but...
It's just a little unnerving to think that someone might be watching through your webcam.
But it's such a meme now with the FBI is watching.
It is. It's true.
It's such a meme.
I don't know. I guess cover that up if you if that makes you feel uncomfortable, you know?
I mean, but the thing is I don't really sit around with my laptop open unless I'm using my laptops.
It's true, but, you know, some people are, you know, using their laptop, you know, in situations where they wouldn't want to be watched or anything.
Not true.
And it just poses, like, a more interesting question at large, you know, with technology and the day and age that we live in and all that. But, you know, bottom line, if you want to cover up your webcam, feel free, you know, because you just, I guess, never know what can happen sometimes.
True. It's a dangerous world.
Yeah.
So, what's the next song?
The next song is going to be... Oh, what did we queue up next? I forgot again.
I don't know. You did it.
The next song... I don't really remember, so I'm going to be as surprised as you guys are.
Are you going to play it,
though?
Yeah, let's
try it.
Okay.
Okay, lovely. The next song is by a Boston band from the 90s called Drop 19s. They were very well-known locally in that time, but they've been broken up for like 20-something years. The name of the song is Winona.
I feel like I might know this.
Maybe. I probably like. I play it in my car sometimes, and I've given you a ride a few places.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. It might be named after the lovely Winona Ryder.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah. Especially back then.
Yeah. Heathers, you know. What else did she do? Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
She's a pretty rockin' mom in Stranger Things, too, so.
That's true. And, you know, she had that famous relationship with Johnny Depp.
Oh, 90s. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was a thing.
That was a thing.
He was with a lot of people, though.
Yeah, and I don't know. He's been in headlines a lot lately. Not really for good reasons.
What has happened with him?
Oh, well, he had a marriage, I think, to this actress named Amber Heard, and there's accusations from both parties with some pretty serious things getting thrown around, and he's been known to suffer from some financial issues because he had, like, a lot of careless spending, and, you know, there's been a lot of criticism hurled his way because... You know, Johnny Depp was once an exciting actor, and a lot of people feel that he's been really, like, kind of phoning it in lately, you know, doing a lot of just, like, pirate
Whatever
sequels
movies.
And a lot of paycheck movies that a lot of people just don't really see a lot of artistic merit in, and they know that he can deliver, you know, better than that.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not Johnny Depp, and who are we to tell Johnny Depp what to do? Who are we to expect anything? He'll do whatever he wants. I hope that, you know, nothing... serious went down in regards to I've heard like assault claimed assault, and he's actually claimed that she's lied, and I think he's claimed assault, and I'm not positive.
Sounds like a whole thing.
I hope nobody got hurt.
And you know what's funny? The pirate sequels. I gotta tell you, my dad loves Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first three, not the after that, because they started getting stupid.
I forget even how many they made.
I think five.
You know they're rebooting it.
I think they're making a sixth one.
No, they're rebooting it, and Johnny Depp is not returning as Jack Sparrow. They're like hitting the reset button.
So they're just going to remake all of them?
Correct.
I got to say, though, the first one is genuinely good. Like, it's
entertaining.
He's so funny.
Totally.
But yeah, Captain Jack Sparrow is kind of a great character.
Absolutely, but maybe run its course?
Maybe, yeah, I think five is really, it's enough, you know?
I think it's enough, too.
It's enough. But yeah, the first three, I've probably seen them 8 million times because my dad loves those movies, own them on DVD. 1, 2, and 3.
I own the first on DVD, and the second movie I snuck into because I was a teenager who used to just buy one movie ticket and see three. And I did that like at least once per week.
You know, I always thought about doing that, but I'm not bad enough.
It was also a different time then, you know. I saw everything.
Yeah.
You had to wait forever for things to hit DVD shelves and all that.
Now
and
it's like two days.
I was an impatient little youngster, and I loved going to the movies, so I saw everything that I possibly could.
You're talking as if you were like 85.
Back in my day, you know. No. It's just it's a different landscape now. Now with Netflix, I have less of a reason to get off my couch.
Yeah. So, what is this again?
This is Winona by Drop 90s.
Oh yeah. Here we go. Let's listen.
Thank you. expensive way. Start your free trial today. Come on in the water's lovely look. You could meet someone you like. You're in the meat of your strike. It is that easy. Lunar surface on a Saturday night. Dressed up in silver and white. With colored old gray whistle test lights. Take easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. Special effects in my mind's eye. Okay, cookie with the opposite sex. The things you try to forget, doesn't time fly? I'm in no position to give advice. I don't wanna be nice, and you know that. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. It's such an easy flight. It's the place to go, and you will not recognize the old headquarters. Oh, the nothing ever happened, and the days that don't.
You know what that was? You're a real homie. But if you didn't know, that's the Twin Peaks soundtrack.
I didn't realize that instrumental is actually over 5 minutes long. It's kind of long for a little instrumental, like, because the theme song is very like to the point, you know? It cuts out all the filler and you kind of get the full melody in there.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, our conspiracy crackdown today is just going to be about Twin Peaks. I don't know if it's going to be conspiracies or just us talking about Twin Peaks, but, you know, whatever.
It's a show where
you know a lot about it. I've just kind of started into it.
Yeah.
Season two. I know Laura Palmer's killer, but... You know, I got a lot to go. We're only like halfway through this for me.
A lot of strange things happen, you know? And it's really cool because this show really changed a lot of things. It was groundbreaking at the time. You know, nothing on television had been on it quite like it before. And it is quite strange. Like, there are things on television nowadays that you don't see that take as many artistic liberties as this show did in the early 90s.
Yeah, also, like, that on Netflix, they had the decade shows, like, you know,
yeah.
80s, 90s, and 90s one. I think they talked about Twin Peaks and how it was made television different.
It really captivated.
I think it did.
It captivated a large audience because a lot of people just hadn't really seen anything like it before.
Yeah, because they had this whole episode about TV and how things changed in the 90s or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah. I don't know. It was really fascinating that a show like this got to air on such a network such as ABC. And it really left a long-lasting impression and I think inspired countless shows that came after it. In terms of shows that followed like a singular plot, like, you know, you're finding out who killed Laura Palmer and it's, you know, over the course of a season and a half dedicated to this one mystery. A lot of television was used to these serialized
self-contained
episodes, you know,
got that underlying plot, which is so common now. A lot of things have an underlying plot.
Yeah, they do. And yeah. Twin Peaks was really a pioneer in that for television. So it's a really cool show, you know? It's a personal favorite of mine. I would never tell anybody it's the best show I've ever seen. I would tell them that you've never seen a show like it before. And the reason it's one of my favorites is because it's just very unique. You know, not a lot of shows are like this one. And a lot of just, you know, wacky things happen. It's funny and scary and suspenseful and soap opera-y. Like, it's just a lot.
The acting sometimes is very soap opera-y. And there's some, like, kind of almost horror moments with the supernatural kind of stuff that kind of, you know, like, slips in. And
but
then
there's this constant underlying tension of, like, there's, like, this uneasiness. Like, something's not right. Something's kind of spooky. Something's going on.
And there's some really weird, like, very surrealistic moments that are like, oh, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So.
Such also, a cool show.
We have a favorite character, Donna, who just whispers all the time.
Yes.
James.
Yeah, that's Lara Flynn Boyle. Always whispers. You can never hear.
Yeah.
And the Log Lady, another favorite.
Oh, my God. I love the Log Lady. She's one of my favorites.
What a cool character.
This is just some lady that walks around with a log, but the log tells her things. And honestly, the log is important to the plot because
the show is so zany that you as a viewer are questioning, is this log really speaking? Like, it seems does the log really know things? It's kind of hard to tell.
It does know things in the show, you know? Apparently. And got some weird people. Oh, man. We love the Laura Palmer's dad. His name is Leland, and he dances all the time.
He sings and he dances.
Oh,
and,
it's great.
Everyone is constantly eating donuts and drinking
coffee.
Oh, there's
so many donuts.
So many donuts.
That is
it's like a comical
damn
amount.
Damn fine cup of coffee.
So, yeah, it's really cool because, you know, the show ended in 91. A movie came out in 92, and then it remained untouched until 2017, about 25 years later, where they released another season on Showtime.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was on Showtime. You know, it's too bad Trish isn't here because she loves Twin Peaks.
Does she?
Yeah, she loves it.
Wow. Yeah, we got to talk about that sometime.
Yeah. Got to revive it. But also, one of the reasons why I really like the show is got a bomb soundtrack.
It does, doesn't
it's
it?
It's so good.
It's awesome. Oh, what a cover.
I know. It was really off key. I promise I know how to sing. But you know, that's this isn't conspiracy, so like we need to somehow make this a conspiracy. So has there been any conspiracies about Twin Peaks that you know of?
Let me think about
regarding
that for
plot
a second.
Characters,
you mean, like within the show?
So
throughout the show's original run, the first two seasons that aired on ABC in the early 90s, you can find it on any streaming service. I think it's on all of them. It's on Netflix. It's, I think, on Hulu. It might even be on Amazon Prime. It won't take you very long to breeze through it. But so the entire, throughout the run of the show, the main character, Agent Cooper, is always talking to somebody named Diane through like this tape recorder.
Yes.
And you're left wondering, you're like, is
Diane real?
Who is Diane?
Is Diane actually someone listening to these recordings at the FBI, or is Diane just a figment of his imagination?
Exactly. You're always left wondering that. Now, I know the answer, and I'm not going to say anything, but it's just, I remember watching that for the first time and just thinking, he's always talking to Diane. She's never here. None of the other characters ever mentioned Diane. What's going on? Is this like Cooper's way of... Or is this like the writers like trying to get Cooper like in a way to speak to the audience, to the viewer? You know what I mean?
Got that meta.
Exactly.
Meta,
but I don't know. It's really interesting. So I'm curious, once you get further enough in the show, you kind of find out if Diane is real or not. You know, I'm curious to see your reaction.
Yeah. I like it a lot. You know, I've fallen asleep during it a lot because I watch it late at night, so...
Is that why you fall asleep during it? Because you watch it late at night?
I just fall asleep all the time.
But that you do like it.
I do like it.
Next you're going to tell me that you went and saw Endgame and you fell asleep during that too.
No, I'm not. Okay. anyway, so is there anything else beside that? I feel like it's a pretty complex show.
It is.
But that is something that I do think. I'm like, is Diane real? And I've been thinking that for a while.
I'll tell you what. There is, in my opinion, a lot more with the most recent season. And I can't talk to you about that yet. So maybe this is a conversation that we can revisit.
Yeah.
There was a lot of questions I had during that season that I still haven't
answered.
I'll
get back to you on, like, you know, next week. You know, I'll probably have watched, I don't know how many episodes by then. We'll see. Anyway.
So yeah, if anybody's listening, check out Twin Peaks. It's awesome.
It's cool.
It's really good.
I told my brother about it, you know, because I was like, you know, I feel like he'd like this. He's into, you know.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, my old roommate liked it, and I associate anything with him, it's bad. And I'm like, you know, even bad people
that,
can like Twin Peaks. And I'm like, you should give it a shot, Mike, you know, just do it.
yeah, you know, open your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but he's probably going to be too occupied with Game of Thrones. He's a really hardcore fan. I tried to watch all of it before the new season, but that didn't work, you know. I like it, but it was too big of a commitment.
I understand that.
I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm caught up with it, so I will watch the new episode tonight. It's exceptionally well made, and, you know, the production value is outstanding. It's got a good cast, all that stuff. I don't know, like, I'm watching, and I'm not, like, a super fanatic about it. Like, I'm going to see what happens, but I'm not really a huge fan, you know?
Yeah, I feel.
I think tonally... especially with this season and last season, it's been inconsistent. And I don't know. I kind of wish Game of Thrones, like, it had a good pace for a while. Seasons 1, 2, and 3, I thought were really excellent. And I'm just, like, starting to lose interest. But I think things are going to start happening, especially towards as we get to the end.
Yeah, I mean, it is the last season.
So I'm ready to see what's going to happen. I'm ready to see the carnage.
Cool. All right, so let's play one more song. Yeah, let's play one more song.
One more song. Sounds good.
I feel like I kind of started making it a thing where I'd play an Oasis song every time, and I don't think we did that last time, or maybe even the time before. So you should cue one up.
All right. You got any in mind?
Honestly, I just always say one either off of Definitely Maybe or Morning Glory. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
So, yeah, I'll let you choose.
All right. Although, if you give me the option every time, I'm just going to play Live Forever and over again. My favorite Oasis song.
My favorite is Some Might Say.
That is a lovely song.
It's a good one.
Okay, I'm thinking we're going to do Morning Glory this time.
Okay.
From Morning Glory, I am thinking... Let's see. You know what? Twist. We're not going to do either of those albums.
What are you going to do? Be Here Now?
I think so.
I know. That one's not bad, though.
No, it's really not
like,
a bad
Like, I own that
album.
One,
no,
and it's
no,
pretty
no, no.
good.
Yeah.
But the other two are better.
I mean, the other two are, like amazing.
Yeah.
You know? But no, this one was good.
And, yeah. It's one of those ones, it's you know, like I was talking about. It's there.
Yeah.
So it's good. You know? But it's not, you know, the best.
Yeah. Let's play one off of another album. So I'm thinking Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
There you go. There you go. Right. That's good. Like it. All right. Actually, can we wait about 10 seconds? Because here on WMFO Medford, we have to tell you WMFO Medford in the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. And it is the last 5 minutes right now. So you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. And in case you did not hear me last hour... Listen to us on May 4th, this Saturday, because we're going to have a live music day, and we're going to have 9 artists from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. playing their music on the show. Each hour is a different person, and it should be really cool. So, listen to that. And we're going to play you out with, what is this again? I forgot.
Stop Crying Your
Heart
Out. Stop Crying
Your Heart
Out. My Oasis.
You know, just forget everything the minute it's said. So yeah, thanks for listening to Black Stripes, Your White Keys, and basically listening to me and Trisha for about 4 hours now. She did the 2 shows before I did the 2 shows.
Oh, okay.
So I was, she's like, is it all right if I don't come? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You're already here for 2 hours. Get to, you know, do what you got to do. Yeah, and I'm sure you don't mind coming on, so.
No, I don't mind filling in.
Yeah, you should get a show next semester.
I'm trying.
All right. Here it is.
Change what's been and gone.